All right, let's start off our fishing report info with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. And Robbie, man, I think between the tide range and the nice little drop in the weather and the cool little snap that came in the air and light winds and a good tide range, man, I got to think you're going to have expect a good turnout today down there.
Well, Don, you know, I hope so. We started the week out, you know, with some pretty good fishing around here, you know, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, Monday and Tuesday for sure. Wednesday was kind of slow, giving you a recap of the week. Then Thursday we had, you know, no one fished Thursday. Yesterday we had a few people out, but the wind blew yesterday, you know, it was humping around here yesterday. The wind was blowing out of the north. We had some guys that went fishing yesterday that didn't do all that great, but the guys that fished up in the marshes, up in the Bluxing Marsh, did fairly well. They went and caught some redfish up in there. They had to stay in that interior marsh because the wind was just blowing so bad yesterday. This morning we have a southwest wind. It's blowing around, I don't know, 5-6 miles an hour this morning out to the southwest. But I still think, you know, with this little shakeup that we had with this, this storm, and, you know, it went into Florida, of course, but still in all, you know, we still had high tides here. But that's all receded now. And we have a low tide this morning. So tide's kind of low, way under the dock. So I'm thinking this morning, if the wind stays out of the west, the southwest wind, if you're going to fish Lake Bourne, you know, on a western shoreline of Lake Bourne, something has got to turn loose around here real soon. We were catching pretty decent trout until Thursday. So, that was local, you know what I mean? That was like Duluth Canal, you know, the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne. Now this morning you have a southwest wind blowing. So your leeward bank would be the west shoreline of Lake Bourne to fish today instead of the eastern shoreline. But I still think you could put some fish in the boat today. Usually when you got a west wind, nobody wants to fish anyway. But I still think you can make it happen today, Don.
Yeah, I believe you're right. It's going to be, I think, light enough, and they got a good tide range. Just going to be a question of finding the fish and maybe have relocated. Because, yeah, I was down there Thursday, and we welcomed it, the wind, because we were teal hunting, and that's what you want. And we had an absolutely perfect day, and the weather was cool. But, yeah, there was a little chop and some dirty water down there, so I can understand it. But people are going to be getting back out. I think conditions are going to be improving from here on out and through next week. Let me ask you something, Robbie. I'm throwing a question out there for the audience, and I got a few people replied already. What is the one regulation that you think your customers would want to see change? What do you hear people griping about when they come down there the most? And I know this might take you a while to think about it because there's a lot of things people gripe about.
They want the trout to go back to 12 inches instead of 13. Some people are satisfied with the 13-inch rule, but
yeah.
I would say if I did a survey here, I would say 95% of the people that I spoke with over the last several months here at the marina here, Don, would definitely want to see it back at 12 inches. And I guess it's frustrating because, you know, you're out there, you're catching a 12 and 7/8 fish, that would be a keeper last year, but it isn't this year. So until everybody gets used to this new rule, but if something could change, I think that would be it. They're satisfied with the 15. The 15's fine. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to go back to 12. That would be it.
Yeah, I can understand that. You like you say, you get in the fish and you got to release them. And there's a lot of question about the mortality. How many of those fish survive?
That's the
point.
Yeah, that's the whole point right here. So, are we doing any good? Or are we doing more harm than good? So, the guys that fish, a treble hook or my biggest thing is fishing by the long rocks and. The pot of dolphins comes along and they're around the boat and, you're throwing fish back. You know that fish is not, it's going right and flip his belly. So, he's going to eat it. Or the pelican that's just hanging out on the rocks. You try to throw it far away from them. Are we doing the fisheries any good with a 12 and a, with a 13-inch rule? Or or would it go? Would we be better off with a, you know, with a 12-inch rule? I don't know, Don. Look, again, we say this many, many times on this show. We don't make the laws; we just abide by them, and that's one that I think people would love to see changed.
Well, we'll see. You know, it's always the possibility that it could change back, but we'll see. Maybe it'll work out, and where people start catching bigger fish, and they'll be happy with them. You know, but I know for it's a little tough. And don't forget, we got to remind people on the flounder rule too. You know, the flounders are
coming up. You know, that's coming up. You won't be able to keep them for a month. So, and you know what, Don? It looks like the day they close this thing, people go out. That's all they catch.
Yeah, right. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, Robbie, enjoy this nice weather. I know it's a blessing for you because you're in it every day. And thanks again for your reports all the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, no problem, bud. So, all right, talk to you next Saturday, Don. All right, buddy, bye-bye.
When they cross the bridge, hang the left, as Robbie says.